For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Actor, The Dark Knight, Jaws. Michael Caine.
Jaws 3D.
Yeah.
Actor, Immortals, Man of Steel.
What is his name? Cavill.
Mike Kelta. And the last one.
Damn it.
Gangster, Chicago.
Capone.
Calvin.
Oh, real gangster.
Yes.
What's that? Did I win?
You did.
Hey!
And that was actually Jaws 4, by the way, not Jaws 3.
Yo, even worse.
Jaws 4 is when they're in the Bahamas and the shark for some
follows
reason.
Follows them.
Yeah. Jaws 3 is when they're in the aquarium and David.
SeaWorld.
Yeah, what's his? Randy, or not Randy.
Quaid.
Quaid, yeah. Dennis Quaid is in it.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, Dennis Quaid's in that movie.
All I know
Jaws
is
3D?
Yeah, he runs the whatever aquarium.
It was SeaWorld.
SeaWorld.
Here's why I know, because I was down in Orlando with the Boy Scout. The Boy Scouts. Was it Cub Scouts? It was Cub Scouts. And we were on a trip to Disney World, and they were filming at SeaWorld. They were filming Jaws 3D.
He was Mike Brody. Dennis Quaid.
He grew up, he was Sheriff Brody's son. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he ran the entire, they brought in a shark. They did the first great white in captivity, and then it killed people.
Why do I have a feeling that's his favorite movie? Jaws 3D.
I love
not the original
than Jaws.
Jaws.
Yeah.
No, Jaws 2 is definitely one of the best, but Jaws the original is the best.
I don't remember Jaws 2.
That's where they
the
take
same
the,
thing, right?
They take the boats out, and then they get stuck at like a little jetty. And they're stuck on the jetty, and the
and
sharks.
And how do they kill the shark in Jaws 2?
Chief Brody holds up the big he holds up a big electric wire, and then the
oh,
shark bites
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smile, you son of a bitch! Is the first
nice.
One.
That's the first one. Yeah, no, the second one.
Grin politely is the second one. That's a tagline. Grin.
Yeah, yeah. Now I remember. How they convinced those guys to get in the water and do that movie again?
I don't know why they still haven't brought it back and redone it now. I think Jaws 2016.
Because the reason that they made that movie and the movie was so good was because at the time it was so scary.
Yeah.
So unknown. And because the acting was so great from all of those guys. So good luck getting that. You're
yeah.
Like, if you, what's, they're both those guys are dead. If you can get Richard Dreyfuss in the movie and another good actor and be like, we went out, we had to go find this guy again because. You know, this is what happened.
Name another good shark movie. There isn't. Even Deep
Blue Sea. Deep
Blue Sea
is great.
Deep Blue Sea was terrible.
It was the best cartoon shark movie ever.
They swim backwards, Rob.
You can't beat the original Jaws, though.
No.
It's like, name another boxer movie. You can't beat Rocky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only way you would do that, you have to find the new scenario.
And I'm saying Rocky, not Raging Bull. How do you like that?
Or Cinderella Man.
No, Rocky's way better than Raging Bull.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cinderella Man is good, though.
It's pretty good.
Really good. That was a bad analogy on my part. But, well, like you said, though, the actors that they had in there, Robert Shaw, Roy Scheider,
right.
and what's his name?
Were what made the movie.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So if you do it in another country, right, where sharks are eating little African babies or something.
No.
And then it turned out that you know, here's the thing. I'm writing this movie right now. They're in Africa, off the coast of Africa, between Australia and Africa. Yeah, I know there's a big separation. But there is some place where sharks breed over there.
Okay.
The great white sharks, the one that used to terrorize the New England area.
Wow.
And now they've since, because of weather reasons, migrated south, and they are attacking African babies.
Is this another Jaws?
This is the new Jaws.
Okay.
And the rate of fatality has just been incredible. So they have to bring in Dreyfuss.
Okay.
They have to bring him back as a shark specialist to figure out what's going on. And it turns out that this one is way bigger than they ever thought. This might even be one of the prehistoric megalodons.
Oh, no.
That has been living in the deep, so deep that we can't go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, something's called it up. So now we have to figure out how many megalodons there are down there and what made this one come out of hiding. And then at the end, after we destroy this one, we realize that there are hundreds more down there, or thousands even. And now, because we've killed the one, they're all coming out, and that's how the movie ends.
Okay, but a little bit bad on the theory, because if it's that big of a shark, it's not eating African babies. Like, that's a, you know, you'd have to eat like a handful of
okay,
them.
Okay, it ate a boat first. It ate a boat full of African babies. They were taking them on a,
where were they taking them?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. They didn't kidnap them. No, no, no. They
were is Lee Daniels is Lee Daniels directing
no,
this?
No, 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 no. No, that's not what I meant. No, no, no. They were helping them. They were taking them to go get shots.
That's what we said helping. Too originally.
Yeah. Anybody want to go for a boat ride?
It's a vaccination boat. They were taking them to go get shots.
Oh, okay.
And that's why they're like, get all the babies on. We're going to give them shots.
You know, the very common vaccination boat.
Yeah.
Well, they have to get them. They have to get them off. Problem is that the government over there.
Tuberculosis.
No, the government over there is not providing because
adequate
of political
care.
Reasons, adequate care. So a doctor has set up an island where they are boating. They are sending kids out there to get the proper shots.
Doctors Without Borders.
Right, right.
Some missionaries,
Calvin.
They set it up.
Yeah.
There's a big political thing. Oh, well, the medicine's not getting to them.
And
we'll bring the medicine
right.
to them. Or we'll bring them to us.
They found out
the
about
medicine.
Us. We only have time to do this for 2 days. Get as many African babies on the boat as possible. So they packed the boat. Uh-huh. And the first boat, a huge success.
Yeah.
Second boat, never makes it back to shore.
Uh-oh.
What happens?
No.
Boat eaten by Meg.
And they assume that it's the military taking out the boat, but then they find out, they tell the military, how dare you? And the military says, what?
We didn't do it.
Oh, no. Bad news. Guess what?
Death from
Jaws.
Below.
There's the United Nations having a feud. You got the African government over here. They're yelling at the Australian government, the American government. Everybody's about to come by, and they're screaming at each other. And then all of a sudden, Richard Dreyfuss walks in his old ratty clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He picks up a microphone and says, I got your answer. You can fight all you want, but I got your answer. And everybody stops and like, who is that guy? Why are you interrupting our meeting? And they were like,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Fight all you want.
Can I have your attention?
Yeah. And then he says, this is not a military action. We're looking for a shark, people.
Oh.
A really big shark.
Shark. Wow.
Yeah.
Shark.
Yeah. And then he's like, a really big shark. And everybody's like, isn't that the guy? Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
And how big of a shark? And he's like, let me tell you something. What we've done here, I don't know if we can fix it.
And he's like, they have up on the screen, they have like an overhead projector thing, and they have up on the screen the route that the boat was taking, and you see like part of Africa and part of this, and he draws on there, and they're like, well, that's stupid. And he goes, no, that's to scale.
Yeah.
And it's huge. Yeah. And they're like, what? Phone calls.
And who are you that you are such an expert in sharks? If you're that's an African guy, and then
there's apparently vampires also in this movie.
Who are you that you are an expert?
I was nothing like that. And then they say,
he was in Jaws.
Remember in 1979 when there was the great white terrorizing New England.
Amityville
I'm the
Beach.
Guy. I'm the guy who came in here and told you blah, 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 and everybody's like, oh, yes, I remember that story. And then,
were you in Jaws? Jaws 2? Jaws 3D? Or Jaws 4?
And then he says, so what you are saying is this great white is back, and this is what caused the damage? And he says, oh, no, my friend, no. Here is the great white that we caught in 79. They show this giant shark.
Unbelievable.
And he's like, what we are looking at now is this. And it's 20 times the size of the other one. And everybody goes, oh. And then the music goes, dun, 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 and then they're headed out on a helicopter.
Yeah. Battle cruisers, man.
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you, we got ourselves. Get Spielberg on the phone.
Okay.
And tell him, I've got a movie about a boat of black African people going to get vaccinations. And all of them die.
And whenever the shark comes up and eats the original boat, the guy on shore goes, we're going to need an even bigger boat.
I don't think this boat is big enough.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, so there'll be an African guy and his Russian friend.
I'm not very good at accents, Calvin. I'm sorry. Everything.
So
I just wrote the best movie since 1979, and I don't get any credit for that. It's got to be my bad accents.
Co-wrote. I was involved.
I mean, you'll get a writing credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a small one.
Co-wrote.
I wouldn't say co.
I'm an executive producer for sure.
Can I just tell you, is that not a great idea for a movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, hey, if what was the movie with Charlie Day and Idris Elba or whatever his name is? Idris Elba. Iris. What's his name?
Pacific Rim.
You call him Idris Elba?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Idris Elba is in my movie. He plays the main guy from Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His brother bite his knee is in there.
Oh,
yeah, Pacific Rim. If Pacific Rim was made, Jaws 5
should get a good
idea. Yeah. Oh, can you just imagine? Can you just imagine the boat? The kids get all the shots. They have to do it at night. The kids get all the shots. In the beginning, it's a sick little baby.
Oh.
And, yeah, yeah. And then he gets a shot. And then you see him running. He's the last person to get on the boat. And, yeah. And all the doctors, all the white doctors on the island are like.
He's smiling.
Yeah.
He's
We've happy. Done some good work here, haven't we, son?
Yeah.
Come on.
And he runs back to get his soccer ball that they gave him.
Yeah.
Which is a present. He got it, and he's happy about it.
And the boat takes off, and they're hugging each other, feeling really good. Like, you know, they were probably going to go make love on the beach or whatever, the two doctors, Ben and Steve. And then the boat takes off, headed back to the island and the mainland. And then all of a sudden you just hear the music. Oh, my God. He's back. And he likes black kids. Dude, I'm telling you, this would be the best, scariest movie ever.
Get Idris Elba on the phone. We got to inform him.
Your idea has been stolen by Eli Roth, who is making a movie called Meg, based off the bestseller Meg, which is about the Megalodon, giant prehistoric shark swimming closer to the beach
than
ever been before.
He doesn't have Idris Elba in it.
It's true.
So, you know how there's always, like, in the conference with the United Nations, there's always, like, a big general, big white racist general?
Uh-huh.
No offense, Mr. Secretary, but if this shark is over there in Africa eating African children, what do we have to worry about it?
You know who plays that role?
Who?
The guy who played Murdoch in Rambo. Remember him?
Yep.
I think he's dead.
Well, then
he might
can't play the role. But a guy like that. And then Richard Dreyfuss goes, well, the problem is, General.
In Eli Roth's movie.
Is that the Megalodon is now heading back in this direction.
Because
as the waters change and it gets warmer, the people of Florida should be worried. And I'm talking about from Miami all the way up to Ocala. Eat his elbow. Forget Eli Roth. I don't get Eli Roth makes dumb horror movies.
His last clown one was pretty good. I saw that.
This movie is it revolves around two men who band together to neutralize an ancient shark that's threatening the California coast. It was originally supposed to be made in 1997, but guess why it got derailed? Because another terrible shark movie named Deep Blue Sea came out and ruined shark movies for 20 years.
Listen,
it'll be 20 years since a good shark
Deep
movie has
Blue
been made.
Deep Blue Sea was a great movie. Hold on. If they did not have that horrible computer animated shark.
What was half? It was like half real robotic, and then
the idea
was all computer.
The idea that the sharks were, well, first of all, and the guy swimming with the shark.
Yeah, that was pretty lame.
Yeah, but the idea of that movie where researchers had those sharks in captivity so that they could study the brain and the effects on Alzheimer's was good, and they were doing it from a research facility in the middle of the water, and they got trapped there. But the crazy coming in and eating Samuel L. Jackson while he's standing up was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the idea of them swimming backwards and talking to each other or communicating with each other, that was scary as hell, man.
So Charles Napier, who played Murdoch, is dead.
Oh,
he's just been replaced. I just recasted him.
Replaced already.
Brian Dennehy.
Is he still alive?
Yep.
Okay.
77.
General. Oh, he's a general.
Yeah,
Mr. Vice President. No, he doesn't sound like that. But you know what I'm saying. Mm. Big, boisterous white guy probably hates black people.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just saying. It's his character.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we worried about if it's over there in Africa?
Yeah.
Because you're racist, General. When it gets warm, it's coming to Florida. And it ain't going to Disney World. Oh, dude, we got this movie.
General, I dare you to say that to Idris Elba.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.